We're just a lot of talk. And now, ladies and gentlemen, for your further listening pleasure, TalkZone.com, Internet Talk Radio. You're listening to Relationship Management on TalkZone.com. Once again, here's your host, Dr. Wayne Thompson.
And we're back here at Relationship Management, and we are continuing our discourse on bullying. The tripod system, parents, teachers, and students striving for excellence in education. So, when we look at the pathology of behaviors that trigger students in the school environment that want to bully, we know then that the homes that many of these students come from, physical punishment is used, and I mean physical punishment, full contact of striking out. In other words, not discussing something with the child, not even taking time to clarify. If I don't like the fact that I see you left the water jug out, I simply walk up to you and give you an elbow across the jaw and loosen it up a little bit. And if you respond, then I give you full body contact tackle. In other words, many of the homes that these children are coming from, they are out of control. These parents lack self-control. They are filled with anger and rage. So they learn that physically using power and force to handle problems is a way of life. And also in these homes, you can rest assured that there is a deep lack of warmth and parental involvement and positive expressions. So they end up breeding students then who are defiant. And one of the things that they tend to develop very early on is ODD, oppositional defiant disorder. And this is a problem that actually starts in the home, but it's manifested in the school. Hello. Yeah, let's break it down a little bit. Stick a pin in that. You see, the child recognizes early on that the level of physical violence that he sees at home, he can't say too much because he could lose 6 or 7 teeth in one day. But on the inside, one of the first things that happens is that child loses respect for authority in the parents. But that respect doesn't stop there. It leads to the child becoming defiant to all authority. So the first place the child tends to go after home is where? School. And so school becomes the first place that their defiancy gets an opportunity to let itself out. Okay? And this kind of behavior really leads to antisocial behavior. And eventually, the easily breaking of school rules. Major problem. Bullies also appear to have little anxiety and to possess strong self-esteem. Interesting. Bullies appear to have little anxiety and to possess strong self-esteem. There is little evidence to support the contention that bullies victimize others because they feel bad about themselves. I would venture to say that would be correct. They don't feel bad about themselves. One of the components of self-esteem disorder that we tend to overlook is the person that has what we call deeply high self-esteem overboard. That is equal to the traditional description of low self-esteem, not feeling good about yourself. These individuals that suffer from over-the-board high self-esteem, that also is a self-esteem disorder, and they don't manifest feeling bad about themselves. As a matter of fact, these people actually think that they are better than other people, so they actually feel a sense of entitlement and a sense of right to beat other people down. Did you get that? Yeah. Look, no wonder why then in so many societies in the Western world, you see people have no respect for law and order, no respect for a civil way of addressing issues. Just come in large numbers, break up the place. They suffer from low self-esteem that's overboard. So they think that they better than you, and you better listen to them. Hello. And too many of you sisters out there dating fellas that suffer from this disorder. Lord of mercy, we come into that stuff later on. So, one of the fallacies that we don't tend to pick up on in our research is we always tend to look for low self-esteem on the persons who feel less than nothing. No. Many persons that suffer from a deficit in self-esteem are over on the opposite end. That is just as detrimental. They think they're better than everybody. They actually think they have a right to take your lunch money when you come to school. As a matter of fact, you got the lunch money for them. That is a major problem. Major, major problem. Okay? Now, research shows that chronic bullies continue their behavior into adulthood. And these persons negatively and influence their ability to develop and maintain positive relationships. My goodness. Isn't this amazing? School should be the place where these kinds of behaviors are recognized and acknowledged so that a path of correction can be brought in, so that as these persons become adults, they can develop positive relationships. Well, what actually happens with these individuals, they carry these problems into adulthood, and when the strong need for companionship comes on, this same socially dysfunctional way of thinking, of needing to have full power and control over the other person, kicks in. And it ruins and destroys their ability to have wholesome relationships. That's why at relationship management, we leave no stone unturned. And the thing about it is, you parents out there, you know these things, but yet still, you pretend as if these things are not critically important. You know, anyone could dress up nice and put on a fresh pair of jeans and a nice shirt and brush their teeth. But you got to do research on the behavioral pattern. But some of you out there are so desperate for a relationship, you only want them to look halfway decent, and you break off running. And that's why your children, who end up coming behind you, make the same critical mistakes in school and in life and in relationships. When you develop these kinds of problems, not only will you develop poor relational experiences, but you also would experience legal problems, and you would get yourself into trouble with the law. You know, we find that persons that don't believe that they are competent and have the ability to earn what they want, they then have to take it by force. They then have to steal. They then have to get involved with Ponzi schemes. And my Lord, I tell you, in the last several years, this is the most Ponzi schemes as I've ever seen. People thinking that they could actually get rich over not having to work. You better wake up, Bahamas. You better wake up, Caribbean. You better wake up, North America. You better wake up, Africa. we got to recognize that it is imperative for us to live consciously. And living consciously has nothing to do with you needing to have a high level of intelligence. The foundation of intelligence is common sense. Now, what about the role bystanders play in bullying? What about the role that bystanders play in bullying? What about the person who joins the bully on the sideline? Slapping. Yeah, he said that about you. What about the reinforcer on the sideline who encourages the bully by observing and laughing? There are too many of you out there who indirectly encourage negative behavior because you want to see some action. You have a problem and you're not living consciously. Outsiders who avoid the bullying by staying away and not getting involved for fear of losing social status or being bullied as well. Those persons also don't let their voices be heard. It's time for us to wake up collectively as a people. If you suspect a child or your child is being bullied, it's important to seek help for him or her as soon as possible. Without intervention, bullying can lead to serious academic, social, emotional, and legal difficulties. In other words, it can ruin a person's life. I believe that one of the reasons why we see so many poor results in so many schools in the Western Hemisphere has to do with the fact that the psychological impact of bullying has basically rendered most of these children's psychological resources to just surviving during the school day rather than participating. My goodness. And of course, the result of that survival is they become emotionally unbalanced and they develop all sorts of difficulties in life. You need to talk to your child's teacher. Talk to the school principal, the counselor. Talk to the family physician, the family therapist. Okay? If the bullying continues, you really need then to have a professional mental health individual evaluate you, your child, and the circumstances so that you can develop a plan to stop the destructive behavior. It is a serious problem. We'll be back right after this.